Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
N4ZLK Mobile, my name is Shane.
Stop on this end. How are you this morning?
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. We got a nice sunrise and just headed into work. Was your call KQ4BGE? Was that correct? Did I copy that right?
You got it exactly right. That is my call sign. And you are right about this morning. I just moved to Liberty, South Carolina about a month and a half ago. And I still drive up to North Carolina to do work. And it is a beautiful drive. I'm out here on Highway 11, so you can't beat drives like this in the morning.
You are correct. I envy you. I just left Highway 11 area. That's where I live. Headed into Greenville, unfortunately. How long of a drive do you have?
From my house to where I work, which I do landscaping, so we meet up in Hendersonville, so it's about an hour.
I'm normally about 45 minutes from work, but morning time, this time of day, it can take me an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, depending on traffic. It just seems to get heavier and heavier the closer I get. The way you're going, you're probably not hitting a lot of traffic.
Especially heading towards the city and everybody trying to get to work, it can make it a pain, I'm sure. And it's not too bad. There's some times where it's a little bit more moderate traffic than light traffic, but the worst part is going up the mountain right there at that construction. I don't know why people wait to the last minute to get over, but hey, it is what it is, I guess. But yeah, it's not too bad.
Drive, and as we come into fall season, if you're still headed up that way, you'll enjoy that. Did you move down from North Carolina to Liberty, or from somewhere else?
Yeah, I grew up in a place called Zirconia or Tuxedo, but before I moved, I was living in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and then I moved down here to Liberty. And I tell you, I didn't think that few degrees in the temperature would be that bad, but man, this heat hits a little bit different. Roger.
That's a beautiful area you moved down from. I've been all around Liberty and through Liberty. I've never lived there. It's a nice little place, but in comparison, I think I'd much rather have stayed up there in Pisgah Forest.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a milder climate. A lot of rain. Well, not too bad, but more rain than usual. And I really like it down here, but if I had the choice, I probably would have stayed out that way. But I've noticed down here, you know, it's a lot more, I guess, quiet, less busy. And that's kind of how I grew up in the Zirconia area. So I can't complain too much, but I will say that heat is a little bit different. So, Cameron, I asked him, what kind of work do you do?
Yes, I've been there 34 years now, and I drive a tractor trailer for them. Started out the bottom, you know, working in the warehouse, and moved into little brown package cars, and did that for 20 years, and the last, it's 10 years now, I've been doing tractor-trailer.
Appreciate you, driving them trucks. That can be a daunting task, it seems like, at times. I don't really know. I've never done it. But I appreciate you doing that. That is a job in itself, I'm sure.
But it definitely took getting used to. But people always say, how do you handle traffic? And I will tell you, it's a lot easier to handle it when you're getting paid than it is when you're in your personal vehicle trying to get somewhere.
I can see that. I'm sure it would make it a lot easier, especially dealing with, you know, crazy wild drivers. You know, it blows my mind when I watch some of these people weave in and out of traffic. But it boggles my mind even more when they jump in front of a rig like that, thinking that y'all can just slow down on a dime. It's wild, and I'm sure you've had your fair share of dealing with those kind of drivers.
Okay, yes, it happens, and you just got to be on the lookout. I try to leave a lot of space. Problem is, if you leave space, someone always wants to fill it, so constantly having to readjust. But you kind of get used to it. I mean, it's not like I don't drive around, you know, not paying attention, but it just becomes something you do, and you kind of learn to be watching the mirrors, watching people coming up. You kind of pick out the cars you know are going to be darting in front of you, and you just always got to be on the lookout.
4BGE. Yes, sir, I'm sure of that. Now, do you drive pretty locally, or do you have to go on pretty long hauls?
Monday, I'm back local, just making deliveries around town and trailer pickups and trailer swaps. The last almost 2 years, I was working at night going to Atlanta 4 nights a week.
Well, I'll tell you what, Atlanta, that is a busy place. I passed through there going to Alabama, and I was like, my goodness, I don't know how in the world these people uncomfortable driving, but through Atlanta, man, that's a busy place.
My route was at nighttime, which most of ours are at nighttime. We don't really have any day runs that go long distance between the hubs. Some of the bigger buildings out of Atlanta, Knoxville, Columbia, Greensboro, they'll have day runs that are running on the road during the daytime, but most of our movement on the roads or over the roads like that or at night, the traffic definitely is better. Still a lot of construction that goes on constantly and a lot of accidents because people down there like to drive fast and like to change 6 lanes instead of just 2 or 3 at a time, and it causes a lot of issues.
Roger that. I bet they get in the far left lane and then make a right, don't they?
All the way across trying to make an exit and even missed the exit and just barely not hit the retaining wall that was that started up, you know, dividing the road from the exit.
That is crazy. Yeah, I'm sure you've probably seen your fair share of crazy drivers, man. That's something else. Yeah, I don't know. It's like being here in South Carolina. I don't know if it's just me, but it's like I feel like people here in South Carolina drive a lot faster than we did in North Carolina, because there's times where I feel like I'm kind of pushing it, you know, on how fast I'm going. I'm like, man, I need to slow down. And car will come barreling past me, and man, I don't know, maybe. Maybe I'm not going as fast as I thought.
The traffic has increased dramatically the last several years here in South Carolina, and my excuse or my thought is it's the implants or the imports that are the ones driving fast, because I grew up here, and we didn't used to drive this fast. We knew the areas or the parts of the country, you know, you could always tell someone if they're from out of town because they were not using turn signals, not taking their turn at four-way stops, that kind of thing. But I don't know, there's so many new people here, it's hard to tell anymore. But you're right, that speed limits don't matter even around here, especially on the interstate. You just gotta kind of keep up with traffic if you can.
I understand what you're saying. Sorry for the delay there. Just trying to merge on to 25 here, going up the mountain. Had to be on my P's and Q's. And yeah, it's funny because, like, even in, you know, North Carolina, it's like I've watched so many drivers. They just get confused at a four-way, and it's like, man, it's not complicated, you know. Just pay attention, take your turn, you know. We'll go smoothly. And something else that I've noticed, and I'm sure others have noticed this as well, is like when you see people who don't understand it, they get upset when someone else is trying to go, and it's like they're trying to take their turn out of place, and it's like, man, don't be mad at me. It's like, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to.
Growing up, one of the issues was a lot of locals were just very friendly and always willing to say, you go ahead first, and that would actually cause issues. Because people who would say, no, it's really your turn, you know, and somebody's waving you on, and you just, and then you start to go, and then they start to go. And if everybody would just do what they're supposed to, it would make it a lot easier.
Yeah, I understand kindness and stuff, but sometimes it can be a hindrance. You know, it's funny to see when that happens, and then what ends up happening is when one decides to finally go, they both decide to go, so now they're trying to tell each other to go ahead. It's wild. KQ4BGE.
Okay. Yeah, people just follow the rules and, you know, do what they're supposed to. It makes it easier. But, you know, in order to get your license, you got to take a government test, and they have to make the government test. They have to make it where the majority of the population can pass it. And since we have a range of knowledge and people who study and IQ levels and all that, it doesn't take a lot to pass the test anymore, I guess. So that's, and everybody drives in this kind of society. You know, we don't live in a big city, so you have to have a vehicle to get around. So you have people who don't care, or people who don't remember, or people who don't know what the rules are.
I may be a wild thinker on this one, but, you know, I think that, you know, when you learn to drive, it should be more in-depth than what it is, because, you know, I learned school, and I'm sure, I don't know how South Carolina does it, but we would study the book, listen to a teacher, and then only have so many hours driving, and it's like, man, you know, to me, and like, you know, I get it, because I complain about this with certain jobs, but it's like, you need more experience than just a few hours, you know, driving. And I know that, you know, with a permit, you drive as, you know, an adult. But until you've actually done, you know, more than just a few hours, I think that's what causes a lot of accidents, too, is because at that age, or at a young age, you're like, oh, I've got this. Like, you know, I've drove this many hours. Like, well, it's not that simple, you know? It's just like, hey, the difference in a crane operator, the difference than an experienced crane operator and then an educated crane operator.
Is that okay? You're right about all of that. I think another issue, too, are the newer vehicles are so quiet and smooth running, and they can move so quickly that you don't realize how fast you're going a lot of times. Everything, especially if you're moving along with traffic and it's so quiet, man, road noise is not there, windows aren't down, and then they have all these features that do the work, try to do the work for you, and so you naturally don't pay attention as much, especially if you're growing up with these features. You just think, oh, the car will stop. I don't really necessarily have to keep my eyes moving all the time, because the car's going to stop for me if something happens.
And, you know, speaking of those features, they talk about, you know, distracted driving, but then you put in all these features that you got to look at and pay attention to, and you don't really have to pay attention to some of them, but, you know, some people, they probably get, you know, distracted by it, you know. And I'm also, I like older vehicles, I like simplicity, but, you know, they get so distracted by these features. Oh, I need to turn my seat warmers on, which they're nice, I'm getting me wrong, but like, just something as simple as, you know, looking down to turn that on or off, and, you know, cause you to veer, you know, into the other lane. And people don't realize that. KQ4BGE.
It was as simple as they, they said, oh, he had an accident because he looked down to push the rewind button on his tape deck. Got it, took his eyes off the road. Boy, if we could only go back to those days.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I seen a picture one time, and it was a cassette tape and a pencil laying in a bed from the cigarette stand. Whew, that was wild. And it's like, man, no one will ever understand that past my generation. And it's like, imagine those guys that had to use that pencil to rewind that cassette tape.
Many times when something would catch inside the tape player and it would grab the tape and pull it out, and you pull the tape out there and have to try to get it out and straighten it all out and then rewind it or wind it back inside with a pencil or a pen. Did that many times. So I'm very familiar with that. But Donnie, I'm going to let you go. I think it's Donnie. I'm not far from work and traffic. I got to get out on the interstate here and traffic's getting heavy. Enjoyed talking to you this morning. It was very nice to make your acquaintance. Hope you have a good trip up the mountain there. We've got two or three people that either go up or come down the mountain. Some of them are earlier in the morning, different times of the week. You have a good drive and a great weekend if I don't talk to you. And we'll talk to you hopefully soon. KQ4BGE from N4ZLK. I'll be clear on your final.
We appreciate that. And you be safe out there on them roads. And I hope you have a wonderful work day. And if I don't get to speak with you again, you have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for the QSO. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Nice to meet you in your equation. N4ZLK, KQ4BGE 73. See you.